when your car is stuck in the mud or snow, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push.
You carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance. Instead of saying, I carried it, you'd say, I
told you that.
If some children come into the house and start playing with the things on the table and you're afraid they're going to break something, you say to them, don't you
dare do it.
If you knew your hammer, you might ask one of your sons to go.
Not the hammer. That's just what I have to do here. The hammer if I want one.
If a man is in a very good mood, you say he's in a very good mood, or
humor.
Or do you ever use the word humor, or have you ever used it? You say he's in a good humor?
Humor, yeah, good humor.
If you're trying to remember something and it just won't come to you, like the name of a person you know you're supposed to remember, you say, I just
can't think of it.
Can't think of it.
I get that already.
When you're trying to remember the names of things, you put a letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen or anything.
Put a stamp on it, or
and what? Yeah. What do you call the name and the address of the person? You say
post,
I've got to.
Oh, the post office.
You've got to put what on the front of the letter?
Yeah. Name. Yeah. Address.
Address. If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he's learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you ask him, who
learned you that?
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, for Leona, you go out in the garden and you, what do you do to get the flowers?
Pick them.
What would you call something that a child might play with that's bought from the store, particularly for little children, just to amuse them? What do you call the little knickknacks they have? Just to
play with?
Uh-huh.
Toys.
Do you have you ever called them by anything else when you were a young boy? Do you remember any other? Did they call them
toys? No, when I was a boy, we didn't have anything to play with.
Didn't have many toys. But have you heard the expression pretties? Do you remember toys being called pretties?
Yeah.
But you didn't have many.
No, we didn't have them when I back in when I was a boy.
Didn't have many of those.
We may have got, went out and looked at his fence, rail fence over, and found us a rail that had split good, and split steel piece over that rail and make us a bow and arrow. Use a bow and arrow.
What'd you make that use for the strings? Just some
a string?
Cord?
Yeah, a little cord. Yeah.
And that was about it?
Yeah, that was about it with us.
If you're asking someone why he's out of breath or why he's breathing so deep, you say, I ran so fast I...
Out of breath.
Breath. If you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask him, where does he
live?
If you're meeting someone from somewhere else and you don't know, you say, where do you
live?
Where you live? Mm-hmm. Or where do you come from?
Where do you come from? Where do you live?
And if you're talking about someone, if someone asks you, where is... calls one of your sons, where is he? And you say, well, I don't know where he went, but he was in here, what might you say, just a few minutes ago? I
think he's out there.
But he was here a few
minutes ago, but I think he's out there, something like that.